This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. One of the most fun, I think, and unique events that happens every year on the Knox College campus is again happening this weekend. It's the annual International Fair, so we'll talk to some folks here in the studio about that, including Rebecca Eckert, the Associate Director of International Student Services, Monica Weller, the co-president of the International Club, and Susanna Shakia, the treasurer. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
This has been going on a long time now, hasn't it, Rebecca?
Yeah, this is the 37th annual International Fair.
I think that's probably, although I know a lot of colleges, especially here in the Midwest, tend to draw a decent number of international students, but I think that's one of the things that is, I think for Knox, and maybe you think so too, it's kind of a big deal just how big of a draw the international community really is here.
Yeah, I think so. I know that the International Fair is something that prospective students ask us about, certainly once they get on campus and start learning more about International Fair. There's a lot of interest, I think, in joining the club and getting to take part in putting on the event.
Monica, what does the International Club do other than organize this event every year?
Sure. So in addition to that, we throw several other events. We have a formal dinner in spring term, which is our big event for that, which is kind of a themed dinner. So we draw from different countries. One year we did islands. One year we did the Middle East. So we kind of just get all of those dishes. And so it's really focusing on the food, as well as throwing in some performances. And then in fall term, one of our big events is taking, especially for first-year international students who may not have had access otherwise, is an annual trip to Chicago. And so we kind of invite the Knox campus to join us to there.
Monica, you're from where?
I'm from Denver, Colorado.
What made you interested in the International Club?
I've grown up with a lot of international influences in my household. Growing up in, I've spent a lot of time in Japan, and I also studied abroad in Mongolia and Finland in high school. And so just coming to Knox, I wanted to continue that.
Susanna, where are you from?
I'm from Nepal.
What led you to Knox specifically?
So I was looking for colleges, and I was applying to a lot of them. And this Knox representative, Josh Virchow, came to our college, and he's like, "Hello, guys, there's a college called Knox." So I just tried to apply, and like, I really liked it. I talked to a few people here, and that's what led me to Knox.
What do you like about it?
I like how it is homely, and it feels like home away from home. And especially now, there are so many international students that like I can connect to very easily, and I think people are there. People there are very open-minded, and like they easily accept us.
Absolutely.
And make us feel like home.
What are you studying?
I am studying, majoring in economics and minoring in Japanese.
Monica, what are you studying?
Yeah, so my major is international relations, and then I have two minors, one in Japanese and one in gender and women's studies.
Okay. Let's talk about the International Fair this weekend. For me, and ironically, since again in our earlier part of our program tonight we were talking about food for some reason, I think that's probably one of the neatest things about the International Fair is all the different food that's prepared and sampled. Why don't you talk about that if you could?
Sure, I'll talk a little bit about the food. Off the top of my head, I don't remember, but we've got 11 or 12 different food booths, and each of those has somewhere between 2 and 4 different recipes that they're putting out. The food is all cooked by the students. They're going to start preparing that on Wednesday evening, and they'll do their final preparations on Saturday. Just food from all over the world. It's going to be really good.
Absolutely. Give me an idea. Do you have any idea yet of what all you'll be able to sample?
Yeah, there's going to be food there from Japan, from Korea, from Eastern European countries, from South Asian countries, African dishes, and even some dishes from the U.S. too. So a lot of variety.
Speaking of variety, I think that's the great thing about Knox is the variety of students and things like that. And that really comes, I think, on display, if I remembered the schedule right, earlier in the day with when the parade of flags and that sort of thing comes out. Somebody talk about that.
Sure.
Monica?
The Parade of Flags, it's really just a way to kind of showcase where we're all coming from. And not everyone that holds a flag is from that country. I've held the Finland flag. This will be my second year holding it. But since I lived there a year and I feel really culturally attached to it, and because there's no one else to represent that country, I just really want to bring in my own experience of that.
The parade of flags and such, when is that? On Saturday?
So that starts at 2 p.m. Okay. Doors will open at 1:30, and starting at 12:30, we'll have the booths fair. So everything will kind of start at 12:30, but then the show will start at 2.
Talk about that booths fair part.
Sure. So the booths fair is going to be in the Center for Fine Arts lobby, representing different countries and cultures and clubs at Knox. Each booth will have some information about the country or the club they're representing. They should be also speaking in some way to our theme this year, which is sports. And there will also be a passport that everybody gets when they come in, so they can go and, you know, literally travel around the world and get their passport stamped.
Tell me about what else will be going on in addition to the food, the flags, and the booth fair and that sort of thing.
We have cultural showcase going on. Okay. So that's where people come together and perform their dances and sing their songs from their countries back home. And I really like how they're all trying to put this together, and we've been working a lot on it.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. How do they put that together?
So there are different clubs, and people can do it individually too. So last year when I participated, I combined with this Bangladesh and India and Pakistani group, and then we put all songs together and performed it, put up a show.
Anything else going on Saturday with the International Fair? You said the booth fair starts at
12:30.
At 12:30, and then the rest of it just goes from there, right?
Right. The flag parade will start at 2. People can start going into the Kresge Auditorium at 1:30 to sit down for that. And then the food fair will be from 5 to 7 in Seymour Union.
And that wraps up the day then?
Yes.
Great. Is there a cost associated to this, or is it free admission? How does that work?
There is a charge for the food fair. It's $10 for guests. Children 3 and under can enter for free.
Okay.
If people want to purchase entrance in advance, we have a link on the Knox College website where you can do that in advance by credit card. And then you can pick up your wristband at the iClub booth. At the booth fair, or you can pay at the food fair when you're getting there.
And the proceeds pretty much pay to keep the fair going, correct?
Right.
And we also, I know, have a link to information on the iFair and the purchasing of tickets in advance on our community events page at WGIL.com. It should link right to the information about the iFair from there. All right, with that, we're out of time. Monica Weller, co-president of the Knox College International Club, Susanna Shakia, the treasurer, and Rebecca Eckhart, associate director of International Student Services at Knox. Thanks so much for coming in today. Best of luck this weekend, as always. I know it'll be great.
Thank you
so much.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports coming up next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.